Becky Crouch. We want to get Becky up here to do something. We did this last night. It turned out to be a very nice, charming thing. We think you'll enjoy this. Becky went through some of Hondo's writings. Hondo wrote under the name of Peter Cedarstacker for a little Cedar Creek Gazette here. Peter Cedarstacker, as in cedar trees stacked up by Peter. Anyway, we've asked Becky to come up and do this, and we'll pick a little bit of music behind her, and she'll regale you with some of Hondo's insight, wisdom, and bullshit. You have to figure out which is which.
Hondo wrote these for 12 years, and then after 12 years, he just said, I'm out of soap. Hondo had a little business card that said, Hondo Crouch, Imagineer, Authorized Distributor. And I guess his word Imagineer was the same as Plykin. That's like short for play-like. And so here's a Cedar Creek clipping he wrote on Plykin, May of 69. The worst bottoms motored to Big Flat Wednesday of this week and spent with relatives. Mr. Spite White will conduct a one-day symposium for adults at the Parkside Road in Grapetown Friday. I will be the instructor. Mr. Spite has saw what a good job I've done with the Lookin' Bot kids in teaching them to plike. He wants me to teach lost adults how to plike. Plike is when you plike your aviator, plike your nurse, plike your engineer. You see, children can't laugh at their own self or their little humorous errors, so to have fun, some of them plike. It's my job to teach all children to plike. Many adults grow plumb up never having pliked, never learn to laugh at their funny own self. This is bad, said Mr. Spite, and it sometimes causes wars. That must mean some adults are still children. That's not true here in Lookinbot. We go to the post office in the evening, drink a beer, suppose we're rich and plike we're smart and laugh at each other in the face. No one gets mad or goes on the warpath because we all grew up pliking. Plan to attend the symposium in Grapetown and see adults pliking. Suppose you come home happy. Suppose you're fat. Suppose you're a bear and plike I throw a pie in your face. Ain't that funny? And that's what life's all about. Remember, fight mental health. This one's dedicated to Susan and Ann Richards. Okay, it's September of 71. Me and Mama walked to Lookinbach again last night and bought some flour at the post office beer joint. Mama said she sure wished she had a car. She's tired of walking to town. I told her to get a burro like me. The Lookinbach Chamber of Commerce happens to meet that night, and there I was, not with my refreshment tub. We really meet every night at the post office, but when Mrs. Worstbottom, president, stands up on that apricot box and waves a beer bottle, brother, the meeting comes to order, and it's very official. We talked of women, chili, and Lookinbach. And while Mrs. Worstbottom was still standing with that beer bottle in her hand, all us men became sympathizers of the women's lib movement. She smiled. All the Lookinbach men agreed that women folk should have more rights, like cooking chili in a contest, scrubbing the floors, digging the garden, slopping the hogs, gutting the deer, and milking the cow, and they can have the babies too. What we don't like is when the women want to ride in front of the pickup truck. Mr. Spite spoilt his'n last winter. Now, every time it rains, she wants to ride in the front with her husband and dog. You know, man has been picking on woman ever since he figured out they weren't men. So us here in Lookinbach have decided to take up for women folk and let them have a place of their own to cook chili and show off where nobody will see them. Remember, fight the rib.
Thanks, Becky. Thank you. That's kind of what we do around here. We'd pick a few songs, Hondo would read one of his little funny deals, and we'd all kind of, pretty soon you'd look at your clock and realize you'd been here a long time. Just the way we liked it.